Yo, this is Thomas. You're listening to Purple House on Anchor FM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Purple House. This is Calvin. Tonight with me, I have the usual, my good friend, Miss Tracy.
Why got to be the usual? It's the old piece of meat.
Okay, Thomas, we have a fantastic panel tonight.
Right.
We have the wonderful Miss Tracy.
Hello.
And the always fun and exciting Mr. Thomas.
Tommy T in the house.
How's everybody doing?
I'm good.
I'm not in a good mood. I was gonna hold it back. I was gonna hold this shit back, but I'm not gonna hold this shit back.
Well, aren't you in a good mood?
I am so pissed that I cannot get into my Facebook account. I cannot get into my Google account because the house is bugged. I think that's some fucked up shit. I think that these motherfuckers who do things like this should be hung, not sentenced to time, no parole, no probation. You should be hung. You should die a horrible, horrible death. May the leprosy on your skin ration your booty holes till you can't take no dick and the dick has spikes on it. You ugly bitch. Body shaped like wet bread looking ass bitches.
It sounds like you have a particular person in mind.
I don't even have a particular person in mind.
Just making sure.
It could be Elma motherfucking Fudd up in this bitch. It's not right for you to hack into people's phones and do this bullshit because you got a cheap ass phone. Dirty, ugly, nappy head bitch. All right, we could keep going. What's going on, y'all?
Well, now that you've got that off your chest, hopefully, we can move on and let's get the show started tonight. Tonight's topic is a serious one. It's going to be the new face of HIV and how it affects us all.
Mm-hmm.
Just a brief statistic. There are 1.2 million people here in the United States who are living with HIV, and 14% of them, which is 1 in 7, don't know they have it and that they need to be tested.
Well, how many they got in New Orleans?
It's funny you should mention that New Orleans, because Louisiana is actually one of the states where it has the largest number of new infections.
Due to Baton Rouge dealing with the colleges,
Baton Rouge and New Orleans. New Orleans is, which one's? One is one, and then the other one is the third.
I think. Wait, so New Orleans
has
two. Number one?
Number one and three, I think. Yeah. Last time I checked, it was. Baton Rouge
Louisiana,
and New Orleans.
Baton Rouge is first?
It's one of the two. It's one and three.
Shit.
Either Baton Rouge is one, and New Orleans is three, or New Orleans is one, and Baton Rouge is three. It's one or the other.
Y'all better get these nuts out of my face.
That's what be scaring me a lot. That's why I don't be doing that shit like that.
Well, in case you all missed yesterday's show, up close and personal with Calvin Harris, that's me, I did let everyone know that I am HIV positive. I am positive undetectable, and I have been positive for 6 months now. And I actually found out when I first moved down here to New Orleans. And as you all can imagine, it was a huge shock and surprise to find out you're moving hundreds and hundreds of miles away from your family, only to find out that you have contracted HIV. Now, I could say I know how I got it, I know where I got it from, I know who I got it from, but I'd be lying. And I'm probably just like you know, everybody else, or most people who get it, they don't know who they got it from, and they don't know how they got it. Or you know how you got it, but you just, yeah. So I found myself in that category, the category that I never thought I would find myself in.
And then not only that though, but you know, I've did research on this disease, if you want to call it that, in the past, and more heterosexual couples contracts this disease, you know, than our homosexual, you know, brothers and sisters.
One reason for that is a lot of the guys nowadays on the DL who are married and have girlfriends or what have you, and they have just sex with men who are positive, and then they go back home and have sex with their wives, and it's just like a never-ending cycle.
And what about the women? What if the women passing it on?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Right. Right. But, I mean, what is the new face of HIV?
Well, it's really not a new face, because it's pretty much still the same. When I say new face, that just means that nowadays, with these new drugs that are given to everyone,
this queen,
with these new batches of drugs that are given out to people with HIV, we are guaranteed to live much, much longer lives than people were, you know, expected to live 20 years ago.
Right, right.
Like when I found out my diagnosis, of course I cried. I was, because the first thing you think about is, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
But my doctor reassured me that with these new, with this, the new medicines, you can be guaranteed to live a long and healthy life. So I simply mean that the new face of HIV is that nowadays with the new drugs, you really can't tell who has HIV.
True.
As long as people are doing what they're supposed to do, they're taking their meds, they're eating healthy, they're doing the right things, then you really can't tell.
See, and then not only that, now, you know, the new thing that I've also seen that was pertaining to HIV was their new motto, which is undetectable equals untransmittable.
There's something about
undetectable equals untransmittable. So if you're undetected, you have a slimmer chance, or is it zero chance?
Since when I found that I was undetectable, they said the chances of me passing it on are very, very, very slim. Almost impossible.
Okay, so it's a very slim chance. Okay, I understand. Okay.
And I think that's the goal. Most people who are HIV positive, they want that goal. You know?
Right.
If anybody's like me, I'm not going to lie. I'm one of those people who don't like using condoms when I have sex. And granted,
I ain't gonna lie, that meat without that wrapper feels good.
And so the fact,
Con Thomas with that big D.
That's right.
Like looking like a big old sausage link. Is that Polish?
Well, while we're on the subject of Mr. Polish, Thomas, let me ask you this. Do you know anybody, know anyone who is HIV positive? If you do, we're not asking for names.
I know quite a few.
Okay. And when you found out they were positive, what was your reaction, and how, if any way, did it affect your relationship with them?
Well, kind of, you know, they think it's okay that they take a pill, and they don't have to tell you. Still, it's I think it's wrong, even if you're undetectable, and you still, you know. I think you still need to tell somebody.
Right.
But some people, they don't like to tell until after it's already done. And that kind of pisses me off. And that's, like, what really scared me. And I don't be fucking around like I used to. And, so I pretty much, like, I'm really picky now. And
I mean, but at the same time, look like from the way it used to be, where it was, oh, I have HIV, and then you're like, oh my God, you know, all that. Right. It has really been played down, like, really low-key now because of things like Descovy and, you know.
It's not a death sentence anymore, so they think it's okay.
You know, but at the same time, people take more seriously of hepatitis now, exactly. Look like it. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I mean, I feel needles are a serious thing as well. You know, I haven't dealt with that, and I don't want to know about anybody at the panel if they tried or not. But the thing about it is that sharing of needles can also contract this virus.
Right.
And I see that because of people who are more likely to do drugs intravenously, that they look at it as to like sweep it like under the table just to produce the share of needles,
right.
Which you can also take on the chance of catching both of these diseases, which is HIV and hepatitis, which they say that's like one of the most deadliest combinations, right?
Yeah. It's funny. I was talking to a friend,
mm-hmm.
And not just in the gay community, but in the straight community, people who use intravenous drugs,
mm-hmm.
They have a habit of reusing needles. Something that you should never do. You
should never do.
Right.
You should never do.
No, and it says for one use only.
Exactly. And if you have the...
Why not?
If you reuse your needles, then the chances of you contracting, you open yourself up to the
yes.
possibility of contracting hepatitis.
And if you do use your
okay.
needles, reuse them again and again, make sure you look them up. This on the Google. Look up needles under microscopes. And after the first time and you see it under the microscope, you'd be amazed at what's going on with that needle. People don't understand. They can't see it with the naked eye, what the needle looks like after it's been poked in your skin once. Just imagine six times what it looks like.
Oh, wow. Y'all are actually, like, educating me on some things today. You know, don't get me wrong. I know I'm pissed off. Because I wish I could take all them old needles and stick them in these hoes' asses. But I ain't going to go there today, America. What I'm going to do, though... I'm going to come right back, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to the Purple House. And we'll have a word from our sponsor, DJ. Play that music.
Welcome back to the Purple House. Again, this is Calvin.
I really like that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, shout outs to Marsha Ambrosia. That girl be singing down.
Have you seen the video?
No, but the I know she be, whoa, whoa,
yeah,
whoa. You know, you know, that's part of Floetry. You know who that is, huh, Thomas?
No. Thomas
doesn't
know Floetry is.
You know?
I don't get into music too much.
But
it's kind of funny since I'm the DJ.
All right. Marsha. I love you, Ambrosius. I love you. But anyway, go ahead. Continue with our educational process.
So before the break, we were talking about HIV, and which we will continue to pick up on. And I did give out a few numbers. There are 1.2 million people in the U.S. today living with HIV. And this is from a 2018 study. So the number of new infections will probably have, you know, possibly doubled. You did ask earlier about Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Louisiana in 2018 was one of the highest states that had the states with the highest rate of new diagnoses.
Due to the predominantly black colleges, mm-hmm. correct?
Georgia, Florida, Louisiana, and Nevada.
Georgia!
Also in 2018, the highest number of people with HIV lived in Florida, Texas, California, and Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like all the places I want to go. Can I go to fucking, what it is, New York or something? I mean...
No, I thought we was going to Washington.
I know, yeah, we could do Washington.
But let me ask the question of you both. Because let's say there's someone you're dating, you know, you're really into this person, you know, you hit it off really well, and you find out that they're HIV positive. Before you guys even, I guess, took it down that road, would you let that affect whether you took the relationship further?
Who want to answer first? You, Thomas?
Yeah, let's start with Thomas and see if
Or you want to start with me?
You go ahead.
I'll go.
I still got to think.
And we hit it all?
Yeah, you want to...
Or did I find out while we were in the relationship?
No, you meet somebody, you know, you hit it off really well before you even have sex.
Is it post-Descovy or after?
No, now. I mean... It's like post. After Descovy.
Okay. Well, I am on prep. Mm-hmm. Okay. This queen right here, though. I'm on prep. But... Love is love, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And in my mind and in my heart, as much as hard as it is for a lot of people to accept a lot of things, if I love someone who left one day and came back with a limb missing, why would that stop my love? You know what I'm saying? If I turn around and I've been with a person all my life and they get Alzheimer's and forget who I am, who am I to stop that love?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I think it goes all the way even to like HIV. You know, I mean, now there are ways that we can protect ourselves, mm-hmm. protect each other. You know what I'm saying? But why should that be an issue to stop your relationship? I mean, shit, if a motherfucker ain't paying the light bill, now that's different.
Exactly. Okay.
You got to go. It's hot outside. It's 150 degrees, and you have no air conditioning on. Oh, no, indeed. You got to get the hell out of here. I can't watch Jerry because you ain't paid the bill. Bitch, you got to go.
What about you, Thomas? Do you think you can date somebody if you fell in love with them?
Love is love. You know, love is a strong thing, and it fucks a lot of people up.
So you could love that same woman if she ain't paid the light bill?
Well, you know, I am a man, so she better start doing something else than not paying the bills. She better be cooking or taking care of me some kind of way. Because it takes two to tango.
Right.
And it's a relationship.
Let me tell you, because you know, in the heat, you know, black meat sour. So you can't, like, be in no heat with no black person. You got to be in some air condition. And air condition is money. That's why I put my air in my mama name. Hey, Helen.
Well, I'm glad that you guys, you know, said that you wouldn't have a problem dating someone who was HIV positive.
Of course,
actually one of my biggest concerns when I found out that I was positive, that if I did meet someone, having to tell that person that I'm positive and to see the look on their face, you know, if they're one of those people who shy away from people who are HIV positive, whether they're undetectable or not, to have that kind of rejection.
Well, I think it's the same way as like dealing with me as far as like growing up and getting to the point of having to do the admitting is, look, baby, before you get my phone number, I'm a dude. You know what I'm right. saying? That to me was one of the most hardest things that I ever had to do. You know, I've been, you know, thank goodness for passable, because I've been got through all the way to boyfriend's parents, family reunions, church events, and they did not clock it. You know what I'm saying? So when I got to the point of having that much confidence to say, you know, if we get naked right now, we both will be touching heads, if you know what I'm saying. You know, so that, to me, was like one of the hardest things to do. But now when, like I said, the times have changed so much that you like telling them, hey, I know you liking me a lot, but I'm a man. And they're like, and I still hit them cakes, you know what I'm saying? So some people, even when it comes to sex, which when HIV is involved, that emotion is so strong right then and there, mm-hmm. that they don't think of the protection. They think of the sex.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they kind of like push that part to the side. And don't get me wrong, I love a good cream pie you now and then, but at the same time, I had to learn to like take my time with those type of issues, mm-hmm. you know, before Descovy came out and before, you know, PrEP and all the other ones came out, you know. And when I first started PrEP, oh my goodness, those nightmares, oh, they were so real. Like, I had a nightmare that I was getting killed in every dream, and I felt each one of the gunshots.
Was that like, one of the, that was one of the side effects? Before I found out I was positive, I was actually on PrEP.
Mm-hmm.
But before I moved down here from DC, I was on PrEP, and my insurance lapsed. Mm-hmm. And instead of taking care of it right away, I kept putting it on the back burner. I'll go, and then eventually it became too late.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my PrEP prescription ran out. And, you know, you're still having unprotected sex, so.
Right, and juices still flow. And you're not thinking,
you know. In my mind, I'm like, well, you know what, there's enough PrEP in my system.
To fight it.
And, you know, I made the mistake of, you know.
That's the scary thing about that, if you know. Yeah, I'm not on PrEP, so I don't be, you know, that's my fear, that people want to, you know, go on a binge or something, or they're just not those types that do things on a regular basis, or, you know, they're not, some people in the world aren't good, and they don't give a fuck.
Right.
There are some people who, and,
like these motherfuckers that hack my phone.
There have been cases of people intentionally infecting people with HIV. Speaking of that, I was watching this episode of one of my favorite shows, Law & Order SVU, and there was this guy who was intentionally going around infecting women with HIV because he had gone to a prostitute who was HIV positive and contracted the virus from her. And he was he felt like all women should be punished. But in real life, there are people that do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, I've seen, like, a couple of...
We got a note in the mail, sex offender, like... She wasn't a sex offender, but she was running around with a syringe saying she was going to contract people with the HIV.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I feel like people should give others a try and not make it something of force. You know what I'm saying? Because they have people out here who will totally have unprotected sex because of love. You know what I'm saying? Right. And love does play a powerful position in this game. Even in our lives for every day, love plays a powerful role in all of it. You know?
Right.
From the love of an addiction to the love of sex to the love of a fantasy to the love of marriage. You know what I'm saying? Love plays the role in this so hard that my definition of love became something that clouds your mind mm-hmm. from seeing reality for what it really is.
And
that's love.
And you just said clouding your mind. And I think there are a lot of people whose minds get clouded by the thought of having sex with a person who's positive, because there are people who want to contract HIV.
Right.
There are people who are negative, who intentionally go out searching for people who are HIV positive that they can have sex with unprotected, and so in the hopes that they will contract HIV. They have huge parties dedicated to this.
Oh, for real?
I saw this video at somebody's house. And a guy was talking about how he was hungry for a posy load or mm-hmm. something. And he was begging for a posy load. And it was just so sickening.
I mean, like, I can understand, like, a little bit of it, if you want to go with like the scientific thing of like medicines, you know,
okay.
Two poisons of the same poison becomes the antidote effect. You know, right. I don't know if that works the same way in HIV or AIDS or anything like that, because if so, they should have totally came up with a antidote or an antivirus or something. Like, I feel that so much money y'all have been put into this study where, personally, I feel that instead of them giving the antidote, they're giving us all of these different drugs to subdue the rapid growth of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
the pharmaceuticals is a billion dollar, multi-billion dollar industry. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that the whole HIV thing is a conspiracy, because I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it makes one wonder, how did it get so out of control?
Right, because y'all know, like...
Because people like to fuck?
If y'all look at it, I remember I did research back in 19... Yeah. And, for HIV medicine, it was like $900 a pill or something at one point.
Well, I don't know.
I was like, Lord, I need to get myself some Medicaid if something like that happened to me.
I was just said the same thing, because up in GC, when I got my first PrEP prescription, I looked at it and found out that had I not had Medicaid at the time, one bottle of PrEP was like $2,000.
Yeah.
Which I think is ridiculous.
It should be. Prep my cakes together, baby, with glue, because I am not giving it to you, honey. Hacking my phone and shit. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just so upset. It was all up in my mail, y'all.
Well, there's another study that was conducted in 2018 that if you look in it by HIV by race, the African American and
the Negroes,
African Americans accounted for 42% of all new HIV diagnoses.
Oh wait, that's kind of low for 2018. All right, Negroes.
Almost half.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Hispanics and Latinos made up 27%.
All right, Escobar, Pablo, El Spaniard. Donata.
You know what Donata means?
Poquito.
That means little poquito.
Mucho gusto. And my favorite, Buenos Aires. But we'll be right back with some music from Zay and talk about some more HIV right here at the Purple House, y'all. DJ, drop that music.
Hey, this is Calvin, and you're listening to The Purple House on Anchor FM.
I finally washed my hands of this one. Took a little minute, but I got it. This shit had to be done. Over with. Me against the world. Yeah, I'm standing solo.
Always solo.
Only live once. That's the motto. Screaming YOLO.
YOLO,
my back
YOLO.
Against the wall. I'm looking for a takeoff. Where's Taylor Swift? Yeah, you know I need to shake it off.
I should never write a song when I'm in my feelings. Cause I'm dissing all you bitches. Steady mobbing, no ceilings.
Woo.
Now I'm thinking clearer with the monkey on my back.
Pull a rabbit out the hat. I'm just
shook back. I'm so misunderstood in everything I do. Nice guys finish last. I'm saying fuck you, gonna be pissed off. We just take our lick, don't dish it, can't take it. G-code shit. Sorry, not sorry. Target on my head. Fuck the world, lose the girl. Suitcases on the bed. Oh my God, I'm dead. It's Casper going.
All right, you guys, we're back with the Purple House. I still got my panel sitting up here, and Gator just came out of the swamp. What's up, Gator?
Whoa.
Yeah, he out here chilling, y'all. The artist that y'all heard tonight is one of our upcoming artists called Zay Baby. He's originally from New Orleans, born and raised, and he stays in the BR right now, representing Baton Rouge. Y'all, he's a very awesome guy. I spoke with him. And had like a very great one-on-one. But he's definitely going to be here real soon, and we're going to have a live interview with him at the Purple House. Right. So, you know, I think that's something that's really, really great. Make sure you guys definitely check that out. But we are now going to get back into our topic for this evening. And we are on the segment of...
getting tested and your HIV symptoms.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean, I thought, like, the symptoms of the common cold would be like HIV symptoms these days. I mean, look at what the coronavirus is.
Well, yeah, that says they are the flu-like symptoms, just like having the flu. Flu-like symptoms include sore throat, swollen glands, muscle aches, skin rash, nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, and night sweats.
Those purple spots you see sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know, it'll be dudes most of the time that are in full blown.
I think that's when they've actually progressed from HIV to full blown AIDS, and they usually
and the glands like swell up.
KS, but Kaposi sarcoma. Back when AIDS first came on the scene, and a lot of you know gay men would get it, they would get the KS lesions.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, them black things that look like little leeches.
Yeah.
I only seen that on Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tom Hanks. Yeah. That was a very good movie. Oh, Jesus. I'm looking at it on the internet.
Yeah, all right. So if you are one of those people, you feel like you are experiencing flu-like symptoms, do not wait. They say speak to a healthcare provider about getting tested for HIV because you never know.
Go get tested.
Yeah. Get tested. And you could, there is a pill that you can take if you feel like you've been exposed to HIV. You can take, it's called PEP. It's called post-exposure prophylactic.
PrEP
is for prior to, like if you...
So you won't get it.
Yeah. Now, if you've had sex with somebody who has, you later found out they're HIV positive, you have 72 hours where you can, hours, you can get the pill called PEP. And you can take the pill and it...
For this queen and... all in between.
That's good.
Right. One other thing is that, you know, I think that we should definitely know, like, do they have, like, a crisis hotline where, you know what I'm saying? Like, people who don't know how to react when they find out that they have HIV. Like, a lot of people back in the day, you know, they would go and resort to suicide.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There's
so
moral support and no kind of
Each area has their own, you know, call centers or whatnot. But if you need help finding one, you can also go to the website www.info.com/HIV+call center.
Well, y'all heard that because I couldn't say all that myself. So you want to say that like one more time?
www.info.com/HIV+call+center.
That's
awesome, y'all.
That's what's up. So the women who have those hairy legs, they have like symptoms of the HIV, right?
Why? What do you mean?
I mean, because their legs hairy. You don't never see no woman with no hairy legs.
Some women do have hairy legs, but that does not mean that they are HIV positive.
I mean, I think it actually was,
know what I mean? Because the natural look.
Hey.
Let's see if there's a correlation between hairy legs and HIV. Let's Google that and see.
Hey, Thomas.
It's the hygienist.
What's up, bro? You in that phone kind of deep. Is you looking at a vajayjay?
Yeah,
No, I ain't looking at no damn pussy.
Oh, okay. You
trying
know,
to get some shit done.
Oh, damn. You went from pussy juice to shit, huh?
Sure.
God damn. I tell you, bro, you is something else over there. Looking all fine like a white chocolate Kit Kat.
A white chocolate Kit Kat.
Yeah. I mean, shit, what else he gonna look like? I mean...
Well, yeah.
Unless he's crunch ball. Chocolate. You know? Wait, Hershey's white chocolate? Uh-huh.
He's doing something. He's getting them views on...
Facebook.
I know you seen that shit, huh?
I don't believe it.
Oh, you was cutting up on that. You had like, the last time I checked on the video, you had like 130.
Lies.
Damn. You know. Man, first Pornhub star, now Facebook.
Right?
Hard taking nipples. The world by storm.
Right?
Oh, check him out on Pornhub, too, y'all.
You on Pornhub?
Can we get a tag?
Yeah.
X-Dr. Clown X.
Get out of here. X-Dr. Clown X on Pornhub.
Oh, what is it again?
X Dr. X Pornhub. Yeah.
X Dr. Clown X.
Oh, Dr. Clown X.
Yeah, I actually subscribed, so.
Oh, yeah.
You subscribe?
I got more subscribers than I got friends. I'm about to make a fans only? My fans are going to have to pay a membership fee soon.
Like a fans only?
Yeah.
So, wait, I have to, like, subscribe and be free first before. I mean, like, well, whatever. I don't know about that shit. I just watched the video, so I mean, it is what it is.
But you're back to a serious note. If you feel like you've been exposed to HIV, do not hesitate to get tested. It is
And wear your hazmat suits.
You don't have to wear a hazmat suit, but yeah, definitely get tested. And four reasons why you should get tested, because today's guidelines show that everyone between the ages of 13. And 64 should get tested.
And 64?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Them old people be slanging that wood and cat, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shoot.
I thought all your fizzles would like fizzle out around this mud.
And for all you intravenous drug users, they even have the, HIV truck that rolls up like once a month. I believe on Dermody and Alleviefields. So you can get your AIDS test there also.
Okay, that's what's up. Good info.
One other reason to get tested. In the United States, for every 7 people who have HIV, 1 person has it, but they don't know it. So if there were 7 people in this room, 1 of us would have it and not know it.
Okay? And the rest of us would know it and have it?
Mm-hmm. And testing is the only way to know whether or not for sure. You know, don't take any chances.
Right.
Testing is the only way to know for sure.
Don't be saying, let me stick the head in.
Exactly.
You know, ain't no sticking just the head in. Where they do that shit at? You know? You know once the head go in, it's all over.
Yeah.
That's how they get you. They set you up. Look, I ain't gonna go all in deep. I'm gonna just stick the head in. The next thing you know, you're pounding.
They probably had pharaohs in Egypt saying the same shit. You know, mm-hmm. That's been going on for, man.
This is thy penis. Let me stick thy head in thy cat. Make thy pussy meow.
Well, they did like cats back then. They worshipped them, okay?
Didn't they worship it?
Mm-hmm.
Them vajayjays ain't no joke, I tell you that. Huh, Thomas?
Well, I don't want to find out about that.
That's right. Them for JJ's. Well, y'all get back to like Zay Baby from New Orleans and BR. Like, he's been really, really cool. Like, we talked about some of the things that he wanted to represent as a rapper. And one of the things that he said is that he wants to change the industry by giving more positive feedback about the things he see in the streets. You know, we have so much music that rappers present to our media that it's always pressed on negativity. You know, it's always about the sets and the dealing of drugs and that hoe with that wop-sided titty, you know, bitches hacking your phone, you know, shit like that, you know, but they don't never promote nothing positive. I think one thing about this guy here, America, definitely support him. He's going to come out with some positive vibes. Y'all can totally check him out on Facebook. What is his tag name on Facebook?
His Facebook is his Are you going to give his full government?
No, don't give out the full government.
That's his Facebook. He only has the one Facebook.
Okay, well, look.
You can follow him on SoundCloud.
Y'all can follow him on SoundCloud. I know it was one of them.
He's on SoundCloud, and he's Zay Baby. Z-A-E-B-A-B-Y.
Z-A-E-B-A-B-Y.
All right, Zay Baby.
And he got really nice tattoos.
I will have to agree with that. Yes, he does.
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Oh, I don't know if it's down there.
Okay. Mm. You said everywhere, so I just assumed.
I did nothing with that boy. Y'all better stop
okay,
that. Looking at
name.
Me like that.
I'm getting your name tattooed on my dick.
Right? Your name.
I'm getting that. I'm going to stay whooping out on somebody. Anytime I'm hurting, look good at the quarter. Wait, I just hear her call you Felicia? You know what? Well, I got your name on my dick, bro. I swear to God. I bet you $20 that I got. Look. I'll give you 40 for your 20 that I got your name on my dick.
Uh-huh, pull you pull it out on your day.
I gotcha. Come on, come with it. Anytime you do a street hustle on Bourbon Street, I just want to let y'all know, do it to a girl that's with a guy. Approach the guy.
I approach the guy.
She's going to make sure you get paid.
Cuckolding. Ain't that how you say it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't cuckold yet.
I didn't know what that meant. What's the point of that?
Well, Zay, you got to do a song about cuckolding.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind doing a song about cuckolding. I'm sure he can make a good one.
Yeah.
His own little white couple probably pulled him out the crowd in the chorus before.
Oh, yeah. All black couple.
All black couple, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You got to be multi-dynamic.
Yeah.
Interracial, you know.
Interracial.
Non-discriminatory.
DP.
At all.
Anyway, y'all, we're gonna let y'all get, I know, right? I'm gonna let y'all get some more of this up and coming artist. Y'all, this is the one and only Zay Baby. Right back, you guys, with the Purple House. Alright, you guys, we're back with the Purple House, y'all. We're at the last leg of our show tonight. You guys, y'all did very, very well. One thing, shout out to Zay Baby out there in BR. Represent that 504 for us, babes. We'll see you soon. Another thing is we're going to keep his music going in the background this time. And we're going to continue our last leg of our segment. So take it away, Mr. Kelvin of the Harrises.
That's right, that's right. Well, in this last little segment, we just want to go over just a few facts and fiction, you know, about HIV. Because there are lots of myths around, but the facts of how you can get HIV and how you can protect yourself are very simple.
Right, because if I pull out, I know I can't get it.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, okay. Well, see, HIV, I told you, they don't be knowing.
HIV can only be passed from one person to another via the following body fluids. Blood, semen, vaginal fluid, anal mucus, and breast milk.
Ooh, vaginal secretions.
Say secretions, but...
Ooh, that's that day. Yeah. So you could get it from squirting?
Yeah. That's an A. That's a vaginal secretion.
Well, what it got to go on?
What do you mean?
Like, do it have to go, like, in your mouth?
No, you can't. I don't think it's transmitted that way. It's...
The vaginal secretion, yeah, if but... it's squirt.
Well, you know, I don't know. I've never had sex with a woman, so I can't answer that question, okay?
Well, I can't wait.
Let's ask Thomas. Thomas, how would this happen? How would this transmission...
of the vaginal secretions?
Going to dick hole.
There you go.
Get out.
If there are any cuts or open wounds.
Any cuts or open wounds.
Even on your hand. If
but
you have
know,
a cut in your hand.
Right.
Your dick hole is an open wound.
So it's your booty hole.
So it's your booty hole.
Okay.
It's the booty hole.
Yeah. HIV infections occur when infected bodily fluids get into your bloodstream in these ways. Unprotected sex, and that does include sex toys. Okay?
So you mean if you take something out of your vajayjay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it got vaginal secretions on it, and they stick it in the next person's vajayjay?
Mm-hmm.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you have a broken... your mouth or something is open.
Yeah.
Like you have a broken tooth or something.
Any
you're
open
sucking some dick.
Yeah.
And it come in your mouth.
You can get it that way.
Get out!
Yeah, seriously. But the crazy thing is you can't get it. Some people think you can get it by swallowing. And like Thomas said, unless you have an open wound in your mouth, you can't really get it because it goes into your stomach and the stomach
acid. Uh-huh. Yeah. Get these nuts out of my face!
It's also transmitted from mother to child during pregnancy, childbirth, or breastfeeding.
Mm.
Injecting drugs with a needle that has the infected blood in it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Which is why it's very, very important to never, ever, ever share needles or even reuse them. Not even if they're your own.
About the rules.
What about the girls that got the hanging meat?
The girls with the hanging meat? What
yeah,
that?
You know, like the long mud flaps.
I'm not familiar with mud flaps. I'm sorry.
Pussy can look all kinds of different ways.
Just like penises, I guess, can look all different kinds of ways.
Okay, what about the penises that be the different color?
That's just,
That's from when you get circumcised.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you
let me see, Thomas.
Look, see how that ring is right there?
What ring? Like, because normally I mess with people who have the same color dicks.
It's the ring, see? Right there.
Oh, well, his don't look like that. Like, I've seen one that looked like a cow.
A cow?
Well, some people have skin discoloration.
Yeah, skin discoloration.
Oh, like,
spots like
vitiligo.
Vitiligo, yeah.
Yeah.
Like their skin's white?
Yeah.
That's the skin discoloration, or skin something.
Yeah, vitiligo.
Yeah. So, and just to let people know, you cannot get HIV from kissing. You can't get it from hugging. You cannot get it from sharing food. You cannot
don't eat my chicken.
You cannot get it from insect bites. You cannot get it from sweat. You cannot get it from sneezing and coughing. You cannot get it from taking a bath.
But you could get the corona.
Yeah. And you cannot get it from a toilet seat.
Mm.
Okay?
You can get something else from a toilet seat.
Also, you cannot get it from a person who has an undetectable viral load. You can't get it from someone who doesn't have HIV. You can't get it from touching someone who has HIV or even kissing someone who has HIV.
What about loving them?
What
about loving them?
Definitely you can't get it from loving them. Sweat, tears, urine, or feces of someone who has HIV? You cannot. Because it cannot be transmitted.
What about
sweat.
Spooning? you know, making them cakes into a hot dog bun.
Well then, if you're making it into a hot dog bun, I don't think that's gonna, unless there's extra penetration.
But I'm saying, you know, like somebody, some people got big booties, you know? So the booty cheeks could like wrap around it like a hot dog or like a pig in a blanket.
As long as there's no ejaculation, you're good.
But, okay, I have a good question.
Okay.
Pre-cum.
That's a good question. It still cum. But I'm, yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it's the same.
Okay.
Pre-cum, no cum, it's just, it's all cum.
Okay, that's what's up.
It's because people like the, what is that? It's called something.
Edging.
Edging. You're still coming a little bit.
That's kind of hot. Yeah, I seen that on porn. That edging, and that man dick was like jumping. And then after that, like a little drip of that cum came out, and it was like, weak, you know?
You get a little bit extra lubrication.
Well, speaking of edging, one other way that you cannot contract HIV is mutual masturbation. You and your partner want to masturbate together. There's no possible
that ain't
way.
Fun.
Well, some people like to watch other people masturbate.
Oh, like body contact?
I mean, by body contact, you mean you both laying in the bed side by side and your elbow can touch my elbow?
No, I'm talking about rubbing that dick on that skin.
Well, that's the possibility of catching HIV if one person has HIV.
Or some could be, kind of other STD.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like,
from body contact?
Yes, you can get, what's it called?
One of those, like syphilis or gonorrhea or chlamydia.
No, herpes.
Yeah.
Herpes is skin to skin.
And then you got
the damn thing above your mouth is like,
yeah, that's
like
a little.
Yeah, if you have someone that has a cold sore and they go down on you, then you have.
You better get that out of my face. Yeah. Get that shit out of my JJ lips.
HPV, everybody pretty much does it.
But okay, y'all. Well, I think tonight was very, very awesome. What I'm going to do is give y'all my remarks of the evening. You guys, in this time, day, and age, we need to understand that one thing that is most precious in all of the world is life. Even with or without HIV, celebrate life, happiness, love. I want to say thank y'all for checking us out tonight. One more shout out to Zay Baby out there at Baton Rouge, who's also from New Orleans. And this is Tracy. If y'all want to hit me up, y'all can hit me up on Tracy Alexander on Facebook, Tracy the Sex Kitten on Instagram, Equal to None on Twitter. And check out the online store as well, Equal to None. 504.com. To repeat, that's equal number two none 504.com. Cal?
And as always, you can find me on Facebook at C. Nathaniel Harris, and that's H-A-R-R-I-S. Or you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Joie de Vie underscore 79. Again, that's at J-O-I-E-D-E-V-I-E underscore 79 at Joie de Vie underscore 79.
All right, and T. Amis.
Oh,
Notra Damis.
You can know I'm a rich man at X Dr. Clown X.
Oh, on Pornhub.
Pornhub. You can go to the casino. You see me walking around.
Ed Harris. And y'all, that is us signing out. Thank y'all for listening to The Purple House. Y'all have a great morning. DJ, drop that shit.
Check it out. I changed my life, but this the testimony. You ain't gotta live that way no more, but I can still tell a story, you heard me? If you think I'm pussy standing tall, Eiffel Tower. She an hourglass figure counting by the hour. I like my gravy thick and brown with a little flour. Nobody has to like it, you can keep all your power. I was 15 selling ecstasy, doing me street kid, white boy, whatever you want call it. 18 years old and $18,000, I was a full-fledged junkie girl, I'm always trying to holler. Tatted bad, backwards hat, Levi's with a little sag. Gangsta music bumping loud, boy, you can keep your clout. Fuck what they saying, nigga, always be hating, cause I'm elevating, perpetrating, and still maintaining. I'm a hot boy, I'ma always
stays behind, even in the freezing cold. 504, gumbo pie, dripping bad, always icy back, pocket soldier rag. I pull up in the hood, paying 20 for some heads, smoking bust off the ground. Yeah, you think that I'd be dead? Every jail, but the feds, murder capital always red. Yeah. I'm trying new music, but I don't ever like it. I'm wretched at the heart, gutter grimy, move my heart.